This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Police in Hong Kong had to leave the airport on Tuesday as protesters threw things at them. A police representative made an announcement saying that their aim was to help an injured person inside the airport. But their announcement was met by angry protesters pointing lasers and throwing water bottles. The police had to retreat and leave the airport's departure hall in a van. Carrie Lam, the chief executive of Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, says she's not ignoring the protesters' pleas.
I, as the chief executive, will be responsible to rebuild Hong Kong's economy, to engage as widely as possible, to listen as attentively as possible to my people's grievances.
But then she went on to condemn the current riots in the city on Tuesday, stressing that violence is damaging the rule of law in Hong Kong and will push Hong Kong down a path of no return. The Kremlin on Tuesday dealt with protests of their own as they downplayed recent protests in Russia and rejected the suggestion that they've created a political crisis in the country. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that President Vladimir Putin has not commented on the demonstrations because he does not see them as exceptional. Peskov also defended the actions of police, saying their firm actions at the protests was justified. The U.S. on Tuesday said it is delaying a new 10% tariff on some key Chinese imported consumer products that President Donald Trump had been set to impose on September the 1st. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative said the levies on laptop computers and computer monitors, cell phones, video game consoles, some toys, shoes, and clothing would be delayed until December 15th. That could be a soft cost-saving benefit to U.S. consumers, especially with the upcoming Christmas season. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization.